because echoing the previous candidate, I've heard Harvey Wasserman on air speaking about this, Arundhati Roy, Marcy Winograd and Code Pink and Chris Hedges and all the array of advocates against nuclear weapons and nuclear war and nuclear power are on our network and our stations. And so all we've got to do is come together. All we've got to do, like, it's that easy. But what we have to do is come together and preserve the station and listen to the voices of people who have issues on their minds and platform them, get them on the air.
Thank you so much, Adam. And finally, for I do not believe we have Doug Barnett or Sony Lloyd on the call. Therefore, we're going to move right into our second question from our second listener. We'll get to that in just a moment. Please, everyone, it is time to support the station. It is time to make a donation to KPFK. We need your help right now. Our number is 818-985-5735. That's 818-985-5735. Please call in and make a donation, and we will take our next question, which is coming from Michael on line three. Michael, you have 60 seconds, and please, in the form of a question. Okay, we're going to keep moving. Got to keep this show on the road. We're going to move on to Arthur on line five. Arthur, welcome to KPFK. Welcome. What is your question, sir? You have 60 seconds.
My question is, are you grown up enough to support KPFK, even if you are outvoted on any particular of your proposals?
Thank you for that. Definitely a great question. The question is to all of our panelists, all of our local station board candidates, are you grown up enough to support KPFK, even if your proposals are turned down? We will start this questioning cycle with Elizabeth Van Gutten. Elizabeth, please unmute yourself. Elizabeth? Okay, we're going to move right along to, according to our order of what we have here, it would then be El Monet Ben. Monet?
Yes, good afternoon. I love your question. I think that it's imperative, especially at a time when it sounds like the station is divided. I have not been here. So coming in, I'm coming from student government and working within city councils and lots of different organizations in which I have to find a way to be at least bipartisan and understand that everybody's coming from a different perspective. And you may not win, but you can always win when you work together. So if you can find a way to, I'm happy to find ways to work with other people. And I accept when I'm not in, I haven't won, so to say, you know, because you're always winning when you're still able to work with your team and move forward in the best ways possible. I'm happy to do that. And I'm definitely grown up for a moment. So I think we all are. I just hope that we're all mature enough to do so. Thank you. My name is El Monet Bell.
Thank you, El Monet Bell. We will move right along to our next speaker, Ruth Strauss. Ruth, are you there?
Yes, I am. And I have to be honest with people. I am on four committees at KPFK. I need a CAT scan to still if I still have a brain. There's a lot of arguing in those, and sometimes they're even ad hominem attacks of people. I actually said that if any of my doctor colleagues listened into a meeting, they go, "Did you hear about Ruth Strauss? She joined this dysfunctional cult." But anyway, I love the station, and yes, I will work with anybody, and I'll keep with the station despite these differences of opinion, because everybody who I work with, whether I agree or not, is intelligent and is an activist and has the station's best interests at heart. And so we have to work together and iron things out, which is what we try to do. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Ruth Strauss. We're going to move right along. Our next question answerer, our listener candidate for the LSB, is Adam Wollman.
Yeah, this goes to the heart of the problems that we have on the left. I think when we're also passionate and wanting change now and wanting everything to be done 100% the way it should be to reform the world, to make a utopia, if not a solartopia, to start a full-on utopia. And it's not possible because of human nature. People are going to squabble. They're going to have different ideas. Of course, you have to be open to other people's ideas. You have to listen to other factions and parties in order to come to compromises, a certain amount of compromise. It's a painful word, but it's got to be done and move things forward for the station. I absolutely will be working with everybody, listening to everybody, hoping to align with people who have the best ideas to move things forward and get us out of our rut. But yeah, definitely, let's work together.
Thank you so much, Adam Wollman. And our next participant is Tatanka Brika.
Great question, Arthur. And like others, of course, we need to listen. We need to work together for compromise. We don't always share the same worldviews. And I think it's important to understand worldviews. There is a difference between a moderate, a liberal, a progressive, and a utopian worldview, just to take the middle to the left spectrum. And so to have respect for people, you're not going to change somebody's worldview, but with being open to each other, we can raise ourselves to a higher level of consciousness. I've seen it over and over throughout my life. So great question. Let's put it to use, whether we win this board seat or not, and stay involved and voice our opinion. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tatanka. Okay, and our next person, Elizabeth, if you are there, you are on the air for 60 seconds. Okay, so Elizabeth has been trying to get through and has not been able to do
so. You want to speak to me, you'll have to call me back in an hour.
Elizabeth?
I'm sorry.
That was Ruth, I think, speaking.
Oh, okay, we'll just keep moving. We're going to go on to our third question, and we'll figure out a way to get Elizabeth and her voice on questions once we get her back in. Before we get to our questions, this is Fund Drive time, folks. We need your help, and you're seeing democracy in action. It is critical, if you believe in this station, whether there's division or otherwise. That last question summed it up. Are you willing to support KPFK? Now is the time. We have to keep the lights on. We have to keep these voices, which have such profound offerings. We have to keep those voices on the air. 818-985-5735, 818-985-5735, or kpfk.org, and hit the donate button. On to our third question. This question will come to us from Oscar on line one. Oscar, you have 60 seconds. Please frame it as a question.
Okay. Yes, my name's Oscar, and I live in Boyle Heights. And my question is to all the candidates: how are you going to screen the guests that are in your radio show, especially those who are, you know, they say they're attorneys and they're very dishonest, and they take people's monies, but they use your platform to reach out to the community, and once we get in touch with them, they take the money and run and never see them. You'll never see them again.
Oscar, thank you for that question. So this is for all of the candidates as members of the local station board. How will you implement supervision or at least counsel on guests that are booked on the air who may have less than honest intentions? Our first question will answer from our local station board candidate. We will start with Ruth Strauss. Ruth?
Interestingly, this is the first I've heard about the lawyer part of it, but I certainly was aware about the medical part of it, which would leave us open to lawsuits. It's a great question. And I have two answers. One is that if we're going to continue to have people like that, they have to be vetted through the Bar Association, et cetera. And at the first sign of anything like what you're talking about, they have to be barred from the station and ever being on air. But more importantly, I think we need to get rid of that kind of thing. Back when I first joined, the gifts were a talk by Noam Chomsky or the Untold History of the United States by Oliver Stone or book by The People's History by Howard Zinn. So I think we need to get back to that in T-shirts and never mind some of the crazy stuff that we've had in the past. So thank you for your question.
Excellent. The next person up will be El Monet Bell.
I think that it's important to allow people to speak. So while they may not have the best of intentions in mind, the purpose of us having a radio station is for people to be able to speak their opinions. Now, in addition to that, it is imperative for us to make sure that we know what the truth actually is. So while we can let them speak, we can also vet them more. We can see what their history is, what their background is, and allow them to give us more information about themselves. Then we can research that and then make decisions with the verifiable information that we have. And I think that's what we're here to do. Thank you. My name is El Monet Bell.
Thank you so much, El Monet Bell. We will now go on to Adam Wolven.
Wow, I love what El Monet Bell just said and what Ruth said both. You know, we want to air voices with all kinds of all different perspectives. And some people are going to have inaccurate views, you know, based on information that is not true. I don't know how much say the LSB has in all of this, but clearly KPFK and Pacifica need to have policies about vetting guests that are on shows to an extent, not allowing quackery to run rampant on the air. I'm not a fan of those shows, but I understand why they air, because there are a lot of people who listen and donate during those programs. So really having quality programming and quality intelligent programmers with good producers and professional help is a way to keep the people who are on the air sort of honest. And if they're not, they're speaking their opinions, then they can be vetted and counterfactually addressed.
That was Adam Wolman, candidate for the station board. Thank you so much, Adam. Our next participant in answering this question will be Tatanka Brika.
Yeah, thank you for the question. Echoing what others have said, also, it's amazing if you do a little bit of research on history of people leave a history. All of us leave a history, a trail, especially who are into public speaking. So if somebody has a pattern of dishonesty, it would be a big red flag to have them come on a station. And it just takes time to do that. So we need, active volunteers working with all our paid programmers, our paid staff. And so, that's what I'd say, just to add that, because working in the left my whole life, you're going to have conflict and you're not going to agree, but you can certainly spot the people who are up to no good. Thanks.
Thank you, Tatanka. Okay, well, I'm happy to report that we have found Elizabeth von Gutten. And Elizabeth, I'm going to give you 2 minutes, 1 minute to answer the question you've just heard, and the second to answer the question about are you grown up enough or mature enough to support KPFK, even if your ideas are turned down. So let's start with the first question, the one you just heard about being vigilant as a local station board on prospective less than honest guests.
I was disconnected as the second question was read just before you were to call on me then. And yes. Zoom disconnected me twice. I called back in twice. I spent most of the rest of that time in the waiting room. So I haven't heard either the second or the third question.
Okay. In all fairness, I will tell you let's start with the third question, which was, excuse me, let's start with the second question to keep it in order for you. The second question is, are you willing to continue to support KPFK if your ideas for the station and your motions or proposals for the station are rejected?
I'm doing that now. That's what governance is. You win some, you lose some, you don't give up. That's what I've been doing since I first got here. That's what I did last night in the national board meeting. That's what all our committee meetings are. You work with each other, give and take, and you don't give up. Or I don't, anyway. Thank you.
Thank you. You have 90 seconds to answer the second question, which is, how can the local station board interact with show hosts in terms of validating guests' intentions and to help the vigilance for bad actors not getting on the air? What do you have to say about that question?
I would say that should be addressed at the level of policy rather than on a case-to-case basis. It shouldn't be done ad hoc. There should be clear established policies to which all hosts are held accountable, and then it's up to the host to choose their guests judiciously and to let them know what the ground rules are and to hold them to that. But I think the answer lies in policy, and that's something we work out together as a community. Thank you.
Thank you, Elizabeth, and thank you for your patience with the process. Appreciate your getting back on the air and answering both those questions. Okay,
thank we're going to move. Thank you for helping me catch up.
Of course, it's what I'm supposed to be doing here. So, we're going to go on to a fourth question. This question will be unique in that the listener who's calling the question in has exactly 30 seconds to frame their question, and the listener candidates who are on the air with us today will have 30 seconds to answer. I will be vigilant. Please be mindful. Our question will come from line 8, Dr. Bill. Welcome to the forum, Dr. Bill.
Yes, good afternoon. I would say certainly some of you are aware that, I got an echo here, bear with me. Okay, certainly some of you are very aware that for the last 2 or 3 years, because of COVID-19 and some crazy and serious board dysfunction, the station's been pretty much operating, well, about halfway down, halfway.
5 seconds. What is your question, please?
What do you propose to do to get the station back up and running again in a normal fashion, including having somebody in reception?
Thank you so much. Okay, to our candidates, we're going to start with Elmonay Bell. The question is, what are we going to do to get the station back up and running again properly and with a receptionist in reception? Elmonay?
Sorry, I had to make sure I was unmuted.
It's okay, you have 30 seconds, Elmonay.
Okay, thank you. I'm Elmonay, and I would say that there are options available for this. There are ways that we can automate having outside people call or outside assistants. And while it does cost money, it's also nominal compared to losing people being able to call in. I understand that there's very little money for anything. So there are also options available for volunteers. I have experience bringing people into organizations so that they are willing to volunteer and want
Five
to be
seconds.
There and they're reputable individuals. My name is Elmonay Bell. Thank you.
Thank you, Elmonay. The next person up will be Ruth Strauss. You have 30 seconds to respond to that question.
The elephant in the room that everybody actually does notice is our lack of funds. So I think what we probably need to do is on-air carts to ask if people can do something remotely or even come into the station. That's going to be a problem because of insurance things. But if people would volunteer a couple of hours, in fact,
5 seconds.
Three hours a membership anyway.
Thank
so
you.
That's an enticement as well.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to move right along to our next person, which will be Adam Woolman, listener candidate. 30 seconds, Adam.
Yeah, that's a specific question about COVID, but also a general one that involves our finances. As people are saying, we can't really cover the phones or other functions if we are dysfunctionally unable to run the station. So it's a big problem to fix. But on the smaller end, we certainly can automate things. We could certainly get volunteers in to try to fill in some of those functions and do things remotely. It just takes a smart set of people managing those kinds of crises.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That was Adam Wollman. We move right on to Tatanka Brika. Tatanka?
I'm going to echo what Adam said about working remotely. We have plenty of people that can volunteer. Excellent programming is a magnet for money. And I'll just repeat what I said in my opening statement, which is that we are surrounded by a lot of abundance. We simply have to be in touch with our community and use that consciousness and make the ask.
Tatanka, thank you so very much. We will now move on to Elizabeth Van Gutten. Elizabeth, you have 30 seconds.
Thank you. Pacifica as a network is now more than $8 million in debt and deeper every day. And so anything that costs anything is not an option. It's just not there. We would have had these elections last year if there had been the money. To remedy that situation, I chair the National Development Task Force to diversify the various revenue streams. That's been a honestly frustrating endeavor. I encourage all of you to donate now.
Thank you.
Solve all these problems.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you so very much. Okay, so we now move into the final phase of the show, which is going to be closing statements from each of our candidates. Again, it has been stressed over and over again. This is the time to support this network. This is the time to call in to 818-985-5735 and make a donation. We are living hand to mouth here to make this station work. We're all volunteering, and it is up to us as listeners to make it happen. So please make that call or go to kpfk.org and use your donate button. Support the station now. It's never been more critical. Okay, our closing statements. Each candidate will have exactly 1 minute to share their vision for the future, and each of those candidates will be given an opportunity to speak. We have randomized the order here. We will start with Tatanka Brika.
Thank you, Steve, and all the management at KPFK. Bringing my experience as a nonviolent community organizer to secure the best programming and vital fundraising the entire community deserves. We can do this together. We have an incredible signal. We have an incredible history. We have an incredible archive of history, which is second to none on the people's history of the United States. Dynamic programming is a magnet for money. We need to reach out to all aspects of our community and invite them into programming as well as fundraising. Tatanka means abundance. Don't believe the lie that there isn't enough. There is enough. Gracias. Let's get this done. Si se puede. Thank you very much. Tatanka Brika.
Thank you, Tatanka Brika. We're going to move right along to El Monet. El Monet, please join us. El Monet Bell. 1 minute.
This is El Monet Bell, and my mission, as well as Pacifica's, is to promote peace. And I believe in justice through communication of all races and nationalities and cultures. But I also believe that you need a base, a format, something that will function to promote those things. And I believe that radio is that. So if we take that and add it to other social medias, which I have experience in doing, and leadership skills, which I have so much experience doing, we can turn the station around, which I also have so much experience in, from ground-level organizations to corporations and other religious sects as well, and non-religious as well. I want to be that person for you. All you have to do is vote for me. My name is El Monet Bell. I do not have any religious or faction associations, so I'm happy to come in as a single individual that's willing to work together with everyone else here. El Monet Bell, vote for me.
Thank you, El Monet. We'll move right along to Elizabeth Van Gutten. 1 minute for a final statement.
Sorry. Thank you. Pacific is gripped by an epic battle between two entrenched factions vying to control the network, and it's tearing us apart. I'm famously not aligned with either faction. I vote on the merits every time and make common cause with anyone willing to put Pacifica first. I'm the only director elected by the previous unified LSB and both of the two current split LSBs to the national board. a lifelong community organizer with extensive training and experience with nonprofit and public service boards. I've been both elected and appointed to public office and have served on many nonprofit boards from neighborhood to national. In 2019, I was entrusted with the responsibility to serve as a delegate for KPFK. There's a steep learning curve involved in getting involved with Pacifica. I've paid that price and made the investment of time and effort. Now I offer my hard-earned experience in service of Pacifica's survival. To carry out the work we've taken on together, I now ask for your number one vote. This is Elizabeth Von Glinton. Put Pacifica first. Thank you.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Moving right along to Ruth Strauss. Ruth, you have 60 seconds. Please unmute yourself.
Okay. Sorry about that. So I already said that I've been a lifelong activist, grew up in Alabama, anti-racist. I've given a lot of time, you know, if anybody remembers Chico Escuela, Garrett Morris, he said baseball had been very, very good to me. Well, COVID been very, very good to me because I actually got time to be on the finance committee, the governance committee, the fundraising committee, the CAB and the programming committee. So I'm really dedicated to working with KPFK. I think I'm the Betty Right cleanup woman. I want people, the public, to call into our LSB meetings and give your opinions. I'm organizing a town hall for your opinions about our programming. Our station is powered by the people. So be the people, show your
Five
power
seconds.
And get in touch with us. Thank you.
Thank you. Moving right along to Adam Wolman. Adam.
Well, I'm running because after a career in television programming and 20 years of listening to KPFK, I know that nothing is more powerful a force for social change than what people are exposed to in the media. I mean, for those of us who lack resources, internet access is prohibitively expensive, but radio's not. So, you know, that's why right-wingers spend and are willing to lose billions gobbling up TV and radio stations. Anything goes if it helps them cling to power. I mean, 91% of talk radio is conservative, right? So Pacifica is one of the left's last media stands on the airwaves. And I think KPFK's survival is critical to the fight against fascism and for democracy. From what I can see, our interim general manager is breaking his back to make things better. But national management and the LSBs have to work together now to fix grave problems and grow strong and continue airing multicultural voices. And I'm the kind of person who, if elected, will be kind and open to every last
thing
they deal with while working strategically to set us on a better course. Adam Wolman, thanks.
Thank you, Adam Wolman. Okay, we have a pre-record from Kat Kramer. She will be our last closing statement. Let's go right to Kat Kramer.
Kat Kramer here. In closing, I want to state how important it is to keep progressive radio flourishing and preserve the integrity of KPFK Pacifica. We need to attract and broaden our listeners at KPFK and expand membership. We need younger listeners. Why is it that KPFK had over 10,000 listeners 2 years ago and now less than 5,000, or that KPFK had 35 paid staff and now only 8 staff members? We need to rebrand, reimagine, and increase donations. I'm not in favor of selling the building. I am in favor of the Spanish language programming and bilingual approach. What KPFK needs most is strong new leadership.
Thank you very much, Kat Kramer, for that pre-record. We have to thank everybody on this panel for your valuable contribution. These are all your listener candidates for the LSB board elections. You've received your ballots either in the mail or online. If not, call the station. 818-985-5735. Please call in donations. We need your support right now. Thank you all. On we go.
Well, you ain't been doing nothing. If they haven't called you gay, you show a sign of caring, then you know it's what they'll say. So you might as well ignore it or decide that it's okay. Cause you ain't been doing nothing if they haven't called you gay.
Sing Out on Wednesday, August 23rd from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Theatricum Botanicum in the heart of beautiful Topanga. A benefit concert for LGBTQ+ human rights campaign. The evening will feature live performances from Trett Furr, Peter Alsop, and Emma's Revolution. The event will also be live streamed. More than 525 anti-LGBTQ bills have been introduced in 41 states this year alone, with more than 75 becoming law. So it's time to sing out on Wednesday, August 23rd, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Theatricum Botanicum. For further information, call 310-455-3723 or go to kpfk.org.
Because he's queer.